Michael Bloomberg is spending all his money to get rid of Donald Trump. By Amy Furr on January 12, 2020. Every cent he has is going toward ousting President Trump. Billionaire Michael Bloomberg, D, said Saturday in Texas. Number one priority is to get rid of Donald Trump. I'm spending all my money to get rid of Trump. Do you want me to spend more or less? End of story. The 2020 presidential hopeful told Reuters during an interview on his campaign bus. Bloomberg said he believes he can win the presidency in 2020 by getting moderate Republicans on board with him because they would not vote for progressive candidates such as Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT. He continued. One of the reasons I'm reasonably confident I could beat Trump is I would be acceptable to the moderate Republicans you have to have. Whether you like it or not, you can't win the election unless you get moderate Republicans to cross the line. The others are much too liberal for them and they would certainly vote for Donald Trump. Even though he entered the race late, the Democrat has focused his efforts on campaigning all over the nation, especially in places such as Texas, which would be the second largest win among the 14 Super Tuesday states. In 2019, he spent more than $155 million on political advertising, according to Breitbart News. Bloomberg said he also planned to air an ad during the Super Bowl that will take place February 2 in Miami, Florida. You can't get to 330 million people by shaking hands. Television is still the magic medium. He noted, adding, if the Super Bowl wasn't a place to get to an awful lot of people, they wouldn't be charging a lot, or nobody would be paying it. This is capitalism at work. Prior to entering the race, Bloomberg wrote in an op-ed in March that he was clear-eyed about how hard it would be to win the Democrat nomination in an already crowded field. He stated, "It's essential that we nominate a Democrat who will be in the strongest position to defeat Donald Trump and bring our country back together. We cannot allow the primary process to drag the party to an extreme that would diminish our chances in the general election and translate into four more years. I know we can do better as a country. And I believe I would defeat Donald Trump in a general election," he concluded.